Gnosis Pay starts re-enabling accounts in waves after disruption. Gnosis Pay has started switching user accounts back on after a service disruption, the company said in a post on its official X account late on June 3rd. The first batch of accounts was re-enabled that night, and the company said the restoration will continue in waves, beginning with the users who were affected first. The Gnosis Pay post did not state the cause of the original account suspension, how many users were affected, or a full timeline for completing the rollout. What it confirmed is the sequence. Accounts come back gradually rather than all at once, and the people most affected are at the front of the queue, a staged restart rather than a single switch. The phased approach is the operative detail for cardholders. Rather than flipping every account live in one step, Gnosis Pay is bringing them back in batches. That is a common pattern when a provider wants to confirm each wave behaves correctly before widening it, but it also means some users will wait longer than others before card spending works again. For now, the company has not published a per-wave schedule. Affected users are told, in effect, to wait for their account to be re-enabled rather than to take action themselves. Custody is the part that did not change. The Gnosis Pay card is a self-custodial Visa debit linked to a safe smart account on Gnosis chain. Users hold EUR in an account they control, and the card draws from it at the point of sale. That design matters during an episode like this. The disruption affected the ability to spend through the card, but it did not move custody of the underlying funds. The EUR stayed in each user's own self-custody account throughout. That is the structural difference between a self-custody card and a custodial one. When a custodial provider freezes or goes offline, balances it holds on your behalf can be locked with it. Here, the spending rail was interrupted, not the ownership of the money. Cardholder guidance: wait, don't reapply. The practical guidance is short. Wait for the account to be re-enabled rather than reapplying or opening a second account. Watch the official channels for the wave that includes you. Once an account is back on, normal EUR spending and the up to 5% GNO cashback resume as before, since none of the card's economics were announced as changing. Anyone considering applying during the recovery should note that new signups may sit behind the reactivation queue until the existing base is fully restored. The card remains available across the EEA and UK.